there and welcome. This is your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio, and you, I should say. Not just any episode of this program, however. It was 10 years ago on Sunday, a couple of days from now, Father's Day, June 15th, 10 years ago, that this program went on the air, and you have made it what it is today, the Take Two family, and we're going to celebrate you today on this anniversary episode. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Jerry. I'm already trying to hold it together. I'm a mess. Okay, I love the Take Two family. We love the Take Two family. You guys are amazing. You already sent in so many congratulations and just love and great emails of what you learned from the Take Two family for 10 years. We want you to continue that with your phone calls today. So this is our 10th anniversary special, and it's all about you, okay? Because the Take Two family, you're it. You're the special ones that we show up for each and every weekday. So would you please call in and share what you have learned from the calls that you, the stories that you have heard on Take Two. It's super easy. We've got our very first producer of Take Two 10 years ago answering the calls. So Rich Jesse is answering the calls today. You'll get to speak to him. You can thank him. He said he remembers the first time he pushed the buttons to start the show. And Rich, we remember that as well. It was just so exciting. So here's the number, folks. Fill those phone lines. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. We have a lot of priests that listen to the show, some bishops that listen to the show, a cardinal I know listens to the show. It's really amazing what this show, and a bunch of religious sisters that really follow us as well, which we just love them. So please dial in and just share what you have learned. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Well, we have said it for 10 years, and we mean it. We absolutely, definitely mean it. This is your show. And so we are not looking for you to call in and say, Debbie and Jerry, you guys are really great and all this stuff, because we're not looking for that. We want you to share with the rest of the Take Two family. It's kind of a conversation among all of you of what you have learned, how you've been blessed, how maybe hopefully you've been drawn closer to the Lord. We hope and pray that that has been the case. You've shared your lived experiences for 10 years on this radio program. So let us know how it has helped to shape you into the person that you are today, quite frankly. That's putting it quite simply. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
And we have Ace McKay. He was our producer for a while, and he's doing the controls today. Michael McCall is our current producer, doing a fine job. I spoke with Ryan Penny yesterday. He was one of our call screeners, right? Do you remember Ryan?
Yeah.
And Ryan was a call screener. Matt Gabinski does such a fine job. Jeff Burson, our social media expert, was our original social media person that really watched everything. In fact, a lot of people don't know this, Jerry, in 10 years. Jeff Burson was the one who introduced the Gimme Your Best Clean Joke show, which is probably one of our most popular shows. I think we've taken the most calls with that show. I think it was like 17 or 18 calls.
Well, yeah, it doesn't take long to tell a joke. Some take a long time, but
I can't even tell a joke.
Well, this is no joke, this program today. Again, Sunday is June 15th. We're anticipating that as the 10th anniversary of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. So where are you today on this anniversary broadcast? We know it's a Friday. It's Father's Day. Maybe you're running around scrambling, getting things in place for the celebration, hopefully, of your father, your grandfather, a son, a husband, something like that on this wonderful Father's Day weekend. But don't get started with it yet, as Debbie says. We want to hear from you on this anniversary of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. What have you learned? How has it shaped and changed your life? How have you been able to maybe assist others? You know, we try and deal with all sorts of topics of everyday life. And as you become a better you, we hope that you share that with others. So how has that been able to help you do that? 833 888-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
And we can't forget, today we have Pedro on social media retrieving all of your comments. So that is wonderful. We're waving to everybody. I understand my husband's on YouTube making some comments. So that's wonderful. You can catch Marty Giorgiani there on YouTube. He's checking out what everybody's saying. I think he's going to leave us a little message, Jerry, on YouTube. We cannot forget one of our other producers, Michael Birchfield. And you remember Michael Birchfield was the one who scored us the amazing interview with Antonia Salzano, Carlo Acutis's mother, who we became friends with. And guess what, Jerry? Today they announced that Carlo is going to be canonized along with Pier Giorgio Frassati September 7th this year. Love that. I am so excited. And we've got Jerry and I have to thank, after 10 years, the powerhouse team that we pray to each and every time we start the show. Those are all the holy men and women of God that we feel are traveling with us on this show. We want to thank all the Take Two family for your continued prayers, that you constantly pray for the intentions and requests for 10 years. And we have seen praise reports. We have heard praise reports. We have seen miracles. It's amazing, you guys, to journey with you for 10 years. That's huge. You know, let's face it, some marriages don't last 10 years. But the Take Two family is going strong, and we're growing, and everybody's really getting to know one another. Jerry, how about you were just with our dear ministry team members, Laura and Glenn Sweet. They were with us from the very beginning with all the pilgrimages. Gigi from New Jersey, Shauna, who does all of our social media work and website. I mean, there's so many people to thank. If we forgot anyone, you know what, you guys, we love you so very, very much. I didn't think I was going to go around thanking everybody. But then I'm just filled with such gratitude, Jerry, that we have had so many people journey with us that just wanted to be part of the to live out the mystical body of Christ.
That is for sure. We hope that we will hear from many of you on this broadcast here. The number is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. If you've just tuned in, this is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. It's our 10th anniversary broadcast. You'll forever be able to say that you are part of it when you call in right now and participate. We're getting YouTube comments in as well. As Debbie said, we've had a lot of emails already, so we'll try and get to as many of those things as we can, but we love hearing your beautiful voices at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. So if you want to be in that first group of people to get on the air, please dial right now. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, our 10th anniversary show, just getting underway, and we're coming right back to get to your comments and your takes, so stay with us. Great to have you with us here. It's a milestone broadcast of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. It's 10 years. On Sunday, it'll be the 10-year mark. We're doing that, having this wonderful on-air celebration with you, the Take Two family, today. So we hope that you will call in. What we're looking for today is how the show has impacted you. You know, have you been a regular caller? If so, let us know about that. Maybe you were one of the people who suggested a topic that we decided to put out on the show. Maybe you have a topic suggestion going into the next 10 years, the next decade of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Please join us here with your lived experiences, how this program, not me and Debbie, again, but it's the other Take Two family members, your interaction on the program, how you have been blessed or touched by the show in some way. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Obviously, it is Father's Day this Sunday, and it's the perfect opportunity to show appreciation for the dads and father figures in your life. Whether it's a thoughtful gift, a special meal, or simply some quality time together, make sure to celebrate them and acknowledge all that they do.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Okay, we have calls coming in. We do have an international call coming in all the way from Sicily. Guess who that is? Hey, you know, I have to ask you a question. You know what's beautiful about getting older? No, seriously.
I hope there's something beautiful about it.
No, you
tell me. Hurry,
okay,
tell me.
Yeah, is because you can always, like, say to people, if you can't remember something, well, it's because I'm getting older.
Yeah, my aging memory.
Right, right. So please, Rich or Ace and Jerry, you have a great mind. If I forgot anybody who worked on the show team, I think I have everybody, right, that I mentioned. Was there any other producers we had in 10 years?
Oh, you're going to put the burden on me and put the burden on me and Ace, huh?
Yeah, you're kind of like when you go up for like an Academy Award and they turn to the people on stage and go, did we forget anybody? And everybody looks like a deer in the headlights.
Well, our current regular producer, did you mention Michael McCall?
Michael McCall is our current. Michael McCall. Yeah, okay, so we've got, okay, and I think we've got everybody, but I get so nervous that I'm going to forget somebody. So if maybe have the Take Two family, you guys remember everybody, you call up. We remembered the Powerhouse team. We remembered all the show. Tom Price, we got to thank Tom Price. Mm-hmm. Tom Price is always, Jack Williams, always so wonderful and supportive of the work that we're doing on Take Two. Look at the phone lines just light up now. Jerry, where do you want to go first? You want to go to Sicily?
Well, I just wanted to say, you were naming names. I mean, it's the whole EWTN family. I mean, there's different departments, obviously, provide support for all of the programs. So you're right, Debbie. It's we're going to miss some names. It's impossible to name all the people who have helped keep this show, going for 10 years. But thanks to everybody, the EWTN family, fantastic, mm-hmm. Fantastic ministry to be a part of. All right, couple lines open here, and we are talking about the 10 years of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and what it's meant to you to be a part of the Take Two family, interact with your Take Two family members on the air and even off the air for that matter, and to pray for one another. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. I'll let you introduce our first caller, Debbie.
Well, I'm definitely going to start with a chow. And it's going to make me cry, to the one, the only Jeff Burson, who was with us from day one. And he and Lisa are in Sicily, and I can't wait to someday hopefully visit him. And Jeff is calling all the way in from Sicily, and I hear it's beautiful right there right now. Jeff, welcome back to Take Two.
Buongiorno.
Oh, Jeff, it's good to hear your voice.
I cannot believe it's been 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's just like we were in a meeting not too long ago and deciding what we're going to do with this thing. And I cannot believe what has transpired. I mean, all the time I have been there, I have seen this thing grow into what it has become. It is a great show that we have on Catholic radio. It is, as I always like to say, it is the social media part of radio, where you sit there and everyone gets to share their point of view with whatever your topic is. And Jerry and Debbie, you have come up with some great topics throughout the years. I mean, there have been stuff that has been very deeply moving, and there have been stuff that has just been rolling in the aisles, just so funny sometimes with everybody's comment. It has been just a roller coaster of a great ride for the last 10 years.
Amen to that. Go ahead, Jer.
Yeah, no. Well, just thanks for your part in it, Jeff. I just was mentioning mm-hmm. everybody at the EWTN family. And, you were there. You were at EWTN for, 30 years, Jeff? Something like that?
And 37. That count every one of them.
Boy, I missed 7 years. Wow.
Wow. Well, and Jeff, we credited you for like pretty much the most popular show we do every 3 months, and that is the Give Me Your Best Clean Joke. I'll never forget when you brought that to the table, and we're like, really? And I think we have record calls on that one, 17, 18, 19 calls. So, Jeff, that's just one of many of your contributions to the Take Two family.
I think that has a lot to do with what I'm talking about, because that makes this show down to earth, and what exactly is it's everybody can relate to a joke. I mean, that is what everybody can do, and I think that's one of the things that your topics always have. You always have stuff that has very relatable to different people, but everybody has something different going on throughout their day and throughout their life. But the jokes, that's always something that's always uplifting and fun and something along that line. And I think that's what makes Take Two one of the shows, the highlight, the crown of EWTN Catholic Radio. I mean, it is something that I am so proud to have been a part of, to have seen this show, grow from what it started out into what it is, and Jerry and Debbie, what's the future hold? What we got for the next 10 years? I can't wait to see.
We're going to Sicily.
Yeah.
We'll be live here. We're going to be coming here in our little village and enjoying and doing a live podcast for a week. We're going to do a week in Sicily. Let's do that.
Okay, that's a deal. What do you say, Jerry?
I agree with it. Can't do just one show when you're there. Let's make it a week.
No.
Let's put that on our to-do list. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Jeff, thank you, brother, for everything. Thanks for calling in and being first up today.
Well, thank you guys for 10 wonderful years. I can't wait to see what you got next and cooked up.
Oh, thank you, Jeff. We love you. Hi to Lisa. We love her.
God bless you.
Bye. Thank you. Wow, that was so cool. We went to Sicily today.
Trip down memory lane.
Yeah, that is so. They're having so much fun there in Sicily. We have a lot of friends right there. Everybody seems to be going to Sicily. We need to do that on location. Okay, so Jeff just freed a phone line for you to call in and share what you have learned or maybe even suggest something for the future. How's that? You can call in and speak to Rich. He was our original producer 10 years ago, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3988.
All right, another longtime member of the Take-Two family. Ron is on the line from Los Angeles, watching the video on YouTube. Hi, Ron. Good to hear from you today, brother. How you feeling?
Cock-a-doodle-doo from the armchair warrior from day one.
Yeah, all right, day one is right. Yeah.
I just want to wish you two happy anniversary for the 10 years. I've been among the many who've been called in, have called in and had our chats. I am very grateful for the opportunities to be heard, to be seen. Well, I haven't been seen yet, but to be able to get the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and have some laughter involved in a lot of that as well. Mm. So thank you for that.
Oh, I love that. You always are so generous with your comments and your compliments, Ron, and it's so beautiful. It's so telling of who you are because you go through so much on a daily basis. You're in our permanent prayer book, Ron, and just know that you are very much loved and cared for, especially through prayer. So we thank you for being an original, right, Jerry?
Yeah, well, yeah, Ron, thank you. I think you represent the Take-Two family in a beautiful way, and that is, you know, you're a regular listener, and you pray for and support the Take-Two family. You receive the prayers of the Take-Two family, and of course, your listenership goes back to Catholic Answers Live when I was on there, and you've kind of followed on over here to Take-Two. So I think you really are a wonderful representation. You kind of like the face of the Take-Two family, you know, all that you're doing and all that you're offering to the Lord, Ron. We appreciate all of it so very much.
Mm-hmm. Well, you get wrinkles and all and everything that goes with it.
we're all doing that now. Yeah, that's for sure.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you for gracing this beautiful broadcast, remembering the 10 years. Wow. Oh, and I forgot to say ciao to Jeff. If Jeff's probably still listening. Ciao. That's about it, the best I can do. Okay, so we're going to get to Vicky next in Allen, Texas. But, Jerry, we have some open phone lines. If you would like to share with the world what a caller, a story, a show, a certain feeling that you walked away with from Take Two, and mainly focus on the Take Two family, because that's what we're doing today. We are turning the celebration to the Take Two family and saying happy 10-year anniversary. And we are really rejoicing and thanking God we are allowed to have this precious platform to come together as the body of Christ. So if you have something to say, don't get started with your weekend yet. I know it's Father's Day weekend. Everybody's rushing out there to get that last card or that last gift for dad or grandfather. Okay, but stop what you're doing, pull over safely to the side of the road, and please, we'd love to hear your beautiful voice at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
All right, as promised, Vicky is in Allen, Texas, listening on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network, who have their own special anniversary coming up soon. We'll talk about that. Vicky in Allen, Texas, welcome to Take Two, our 10th anniversary show.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Hey.
I love your show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that yesterday when we're talking about our fathers, that it was very healing for me. I remembered something that my dad did. He died at 48 from lung cancer. So I have haven't had him around for a long time, but he was a carpenter and everything, and very tough guy, and he came and visited me when I had my second child, and a little bit of blood got on the floor, and he was so sweet. He put a little napkin over it, and, you know, for Daddy, that was very sweet, but it was very healing for me to think about that.
So very beautiful. Nice. The caring sense of your father. You know, Vicki and Jerry, when we have these encounters with our parents, and they can be a small, but they're very personal. They're very intimate. I so agree with you, Vicki. When our parents are so important, and that's why this weekend is more than just a Hallmark day or a dinner out. We should really be honoring our fathers and mothers. What do you say, Jer?
Well, I say absolutely, too. I agree with that very, very much. As someone who didn't know my earthly father that much, I still, celebrate his memory and offer Mass for him, you know, on Sunday on Father's Day. But having shows like that, it really, you know, and we've gotten some emails about this, too, Debbie, which maybe we'll get to here on this special anniversary broadcast. But just covering the topics of everyday life from every angle, from those who have maybe experienced something to those who maybe missed out on that same particular topic that we're talking about. So.
Yeah. Beautiful. Vicki, anything else you want to share? Because this is a special broadcast that I think we're going to keep for a long time. So anything else you want to share?
Well, yeah, I just wanted to say that your program is a healing program for me. You know, it brings back memories, makes me think of things. And so when I have my afternoon prayer time, I always think about the subject and how the Lord and the Holy Spirit have blessed you both, and I'm very grateful.
Oh, well, we're grateful for you. Thank you, Vicki. We love you. Sending love to Allen, Texas, okay? We love you so very much. Thank you for sharing that healing program. Jerry, that was one of the things we put down when we were deciding the direction of this show.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And you know, planning the direction of the show and everything. I just remember, you know, going back, and Mike Peters was so
yes,
beautifully
Mike
involved
Peters.
At EWTN. Mm-hmm. And Dave Vacherus, who is now mm-hmm. with Annunciation Radio in Toledo. And, you know, we had the sort of the concept of a show, but we didn't know what the show was going to be, you know, and we just took it to prayer and we let the Holy Spirit kind of lead it. You use the word organic a lot. And I really think that, mm-hmm. you know, the show has become what it is today very organically. And as we always say, driven by the beautiful members of the Take Two family.
Yeah. And we have to thank with just the biggest hug and love to Doug Keck, who was with us from day one, Jerry, supporting this show and always saying the kindest things and sharing emails and that come in to Take Two. So, Doug Keck, if you're listening, we love you. Thank you. We love all of EWTN, mm-hmm. but it's an amazing journey to be on. And who said? Oh, Jeff Burson. It's a roller coaster, and it is. It's an adventure.
Mm-hmm. It is. Mm-hmm. Sura is watching the video on YouTube. Hello to you there. And Sura says, happy anniversary to the Take Two family. I love this show. I can't imagine my life without this. I've learned so much. Oh. That is a powerful comment. Oh. Sura, thank you for that. You heard Debbie's emotional response right mm-hmm. there, and it really hit my heart as well. So.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sura. And those others of you watching the video stream, please feel free to post your comments. We'll get to as many as we can. We've got some amazing emails. Hopefully, there'll be a little bit of time for that. But most importantly, we want to really interact with you person to person, soul to soul, by phone at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Your show turning 10 years old on Sunday, and we're celebrating you and the show here today on this broadcast.
We have to thank all of the Stand Tall and all the pilgrimages and the remember the Mercy and Martyrs Pilgrimage, the San Antonio Pilgrimage, Cullman, Alabama. Remember Tony Farmer organized a pilgrimage for us. I mean, it goes on and on. The team, the Take Two family team and family, it's growing. You're amazing. And let's keep it going. And that's the beautiful thing about family. So if you want something shared worldwide today, call in 833-288-3986.
Well, Well, we love being with you every day on this program, Monday through Friday, noon Eastern. Encore at midnight Eastern time on EWTN Radio. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. Maybe you've just tuned in today for the first time or recently. Maybe you didn't know that this show launched on June 15th of 2015. And that was, of course, 10 years ago on this Sunday. And we decided today, in kind of an anticipatory celebration of you, the Take Two family. That's what we are doing today. So if, whether you're new or maybe a longtime listener, maybe you're like Ron and many of the others that go back to the very beginning. Just share what you've learned from one another here on this program, how it is hopefully, we just hope and pray. Every day we go on the air, our hope and prayer is that you will, how do you say it, Debbie, get a little bit closer to God?
Something and then we get a little bit closer to God before the end of the show. That's what I always think about. Don't you think about that? Like you want to learn something?
Yeah. I can't tell you. Well, I can because you know you've been on this same program for 10 years. How much I've learned from the Take Two family.
Right. Well, you know how we always were like, oh my goodness, that was so profound, or that's life changing, or that got us to think about things in our own lives. You know, so it's what Vicky had to say. You start to reflect on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go back to the calls here, but if we do have a line open, if you want to get in on this conversation today, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. California is where we go next, and Rita Marie is listening today on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Rita Marie, welcome.
Hi.
Good to have
you
with us. Yeah, thank you. Go right ahead.
Oops, hello.
Yep, we're here.
Turn your radio down. I think you might have your radio down.
I'm getting far away from it.
Okay.
Anyway, first of all, I want to congratulate you and say happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Here I go. I'm a crybaby. Anniversary to both of you. Because all the time that I've listened to you, I have always learned something, and I've taken it away with me, and it's like you're my coaches and I don't have to pay money to have coaches.
That's great.
You always have something. But I just want to bring up a memory that I had. It must have been the first time I called, because I remember my heart was pounding so hard. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what am I going to say? The question was, who has in your life has influenced you or something to that effect? And I brought up my dad, Vidal, and he he fought in Normandy, and he was wounded, so he got the Purple Heart. And so I was crying because of the memory that came to me of what a wonderful man he was. Mm-hmm. And the Catholic faith that he impressed upon me, and you guys just resurrect all of that. Every time I listen to your show, it's just so rich, and there's so much love for our faith. And so my son, he'll say, okay, Mom, the show's on. Are you going to come listen to it? I go, yeah, I'm coming.
So beautiful.
I just want to congratulate you both, Debbie mm-hmm. and Jerry, for just doing what you do. And just the love just comes right through to all of us. And I know that everyone that listens to you feels the same way. But thank you for that one memory that I'll never forget. And every time I see my dad's picture, from his army picture, I always think of you guys, too.
Aww,
so there you have it.
Thank you, Rita Marie. We love you so very much. Thank you for that. I'm trying to hold it together, so I'll pass it to Jerry because he's much better at that.
Well, I was going to say, you referenced that other memory that you have that you cherish. This is another one, Rita Marie. This is a special day for you, for us. Really, we're celebrating together the fact that we are this one beautiful, unified global family. And now, Rita Marie, you've got this other memory to keep in your heart as well.
Mm-hmm.
I do. And I want to say one more thing. Every day when I pray and I see all the ugliness that's going around in the world, I try to keep just uplifted with good, positive things. And you guys are at the very top of that. That's the very, very top of that. This is where I go. I go to Mass every day, but I come and I listen to you right after Mass because it keeps me positive. It keeps me going. Even though, everybody's going through things, you guys are somebody that we can talk to and we can listen to. And so I thank you for that, too. The positiveness, it's a divine positive that comes right through and keeps us all going. So God bless you. Love you so, so much. And keep up the good work. Stay healthy.
Stay healthy, yes.
Yeah, that's the key right there.
Yeah, thank you, Rita Marie. You just put a big smile and lots of tears on our faces, and we love you so very much. Wow, California is being represented well, so that's good. We're traveling all around the world today. I love this.
Yeah. Bernadette is in Loveland, Colorado, and she has us tuned in on the EWTN app today. Hi, Bernadette. Welcome to your anniversary show.
Oh, thank you so much. I am so happy to be on the program today, actually twice in 1 week. I'm being somewhat of a call-in dog.
No, it's beautiful to have you back.
Praying for the Take Two family intentions every day in my daily mass intentions, and especially at the consecration. And for several times I've called in through COVID, my parents' separate passings in 2022 and in 2020. The personal challenges that I've gone through in the last 10 years, you've both helped me through that amazingly. I've been privileged to be a contributor to your first book, Total Surrender. Mm-hmm. And I'm thrilled that I was able to come and see you guys at the family celebration in Phoenix and helping during your book signing. I've been sad that I've missed all the pilgrimages that I've wanted to participate in. So I'm down fully for a week. Definitely down for that. And I think, Jerry, you may be surprised at the number of people who are planning to come to your ordination.
Oh.
We know already. We're trying to figure out how to build a bigger cathedral.
Well, I'll make a deal with you and all of them, Bernadette. If you, I know you're praying for me, and I'm grateful for that. The prayers really are what keep us, you know, buoyed and lifted up and joyful and excited and moving forward. So don't stop the prayers, because if that glorious day does come, please God, it would be so wonderful to celebrate with so many people of the EWTN family, and especially the Take Two family.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you, Bernadette.
Thank you,
we love
so much.
Yes, we love you. Love to love to Loveland, Colorado. Absolutely. Thank you. So, Jerry, we did forget somebody. We forgot one of our producers, Charles Beery. So,
yeah.
Charles, if you're listening, we love you, and thank you for all the hard work on Take Two. And then I just got a direct message from one of our Take Two family members. They said, Debbie, you've mentioned this multiple times, but we keep forgetting. So can you tell us about this powerhouse team? Okay. The powerhouse team is the team we pray to of holy men and women of God. We add one every year, so there's 10. And yes, I will say it very quickly. It's St. Michael the Archangel, St. Teresa of Calcutta, Mother Angelica, Our Lady of Fatima, St. Padre Pio, St. Joseph, Blessed Carlo Acutis, John Paul II, Mother Cabrini, John the 23rd, and then we include the saint of the day, which is St. Anthony of Padua today. So that is the powerhouse team. And believe me, Jerry and I have felt them on so many episodes, right, Jerry?
We have. We know that they are watching out for us, and we pray for the intercession of the saints always. We always reference the saint of the day at the end of this program. We are members of an incredible, holy, beautiful communion of saints. We are the church militant. The saints in heaven are the church glorified. And, of course, we have the church suffering and purgatory that we pray for and ask for their prayers as well, too. So, just great to be all interconnected through Jesus Christ, who is the vine, and we are his branches. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. There's still time for you to get on this 10th anniversary broadcast of your show. Memories that you have, topics that were meaningful, maybe contributions you've made to the program with calls or emails, or if there's a topic you'd like to send us forward with into the next 10 years, you can join us right now. Again, 833-288-3986.
Okay, so when we started the show 10 years ago, you know, we had all sorts of things happening. I was in Alaska when EWTN sent us the theme song. I was with Laura and Glenn Sweet. We were in Canada. Remember that, Jerry? And we were deciding what the theme song was going to be, and everybody thought it was upbeat and fun. You guys love it, and you've asked us over the years, where can you get that song? And then we also also had to, you know, obviously test how to do such quick calling and everything. So we wanted to do some test calls. So when we landed in Birmingham, Alabama, and went to the EWTN studios, we said, we've got to get test calls and our first calls to come in to make sure that it all sounds right and it flows properly. And guess what? Our original caller is on the line right now, 10 years ago, and she is amazing. The one, the only director of communications for EWTN and a best-selling, wonderful author, Michelle Johnson, is calling in from Birmingham, Alabama, listening on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Michelle, welcome back.
Oh, thank you so much, Debbie. I'm so honored to be on this show and to be able to congratulate you for 10 years. You know, the one thing that I want to say to everybody is I know you as a personal friend, and I want everybody to know that you are the same person off the air as you are on the air. We just celebrated the Feast of St. Barnabas. He's known as the Son of Encouragement. I consider you the daughter of encouragement. You are the most encouraging person that I have ever met, and it comes across, and that's obviously why the show has been so successful. And I know Jerry is also wonderful as well. I don't want to leave him out. But that is my message to everybody today. That is why that we have such a warm way of speaking to people and of encouraging them to do their best. And I know the audience sees that and loves it.
Thank you. Okay, I was doing okay, holding it together, and now I've completely lost it. There's no way I can keep it together. Michelle, you're amazing. Thank you so much. You've always been supportive of the show from day one, encouraging, and we love you for that. But I have to just say this, since it's an opportunity, that you are an amazing author, because we have shared your book with more Take Two family members who are in the role of a caregiver. And Michelle has written the book, Walking the Way of the Cross for Caregivers. You can pick it up at EWTNRC.com. It's an amazing book. And Michelle, you have done beautiful work sharing your heart about your story with your husband, Stu. And it has helped so many people. And I don't know if Jerry and I have thanked you enough for the work you've done.
Right.
Debbie always turns things around back to the other person to say how great they are. I mean, that's just how she is. So I love you, sweetheart, and I'm just so happy that the show is successful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. God bless you, and thank you for calling in, being the very first caller and being here on the 10th anniversary. We all hope this day would come, and it has come, Michelle. Thanks in large part, as Debbie said, to you and so many others at EWTN. Bless your heart. Thank you for calling in. Oh, this is just...
You're emotional. You can't even hold it together. Wow, this is a first. You're really good at holding it together when I lose it.
Yeah, well...
What's the matter with you? Are you getting older?
Well, I'm touched by, was it Bernadette? You know, the call about, you know, how many people, members of the Take-Two family will be, good Lord willing, at my ordination. It's just gotten me kind of moved. You know, I'm here at, you know, as people know, at the Institute for Priestly Formation in Omaha, Nebraska. It's a summer spirituality program, and it has just been life-changing for me, and it has just done nothing but strengthen my resolve and my excitement and my joy for walking this path that the Lord has me back on after 30 years. I spent time in the seminary 30 years ago. So good Lord willing, could be, if things go according to the way they appear that they might, it could be May of 2028. Mm-hmm. when that glorious day comes. So I appreciate all the prayers of the Take Two family.
Yes. And I was thinking, you know, there's a way you could probably do it. You know, everybody puts on social media, you know, weddings, funerals, you know, you can do just maybe even a virtual, you know, if we can't all get into that church. Although I'm already carving out my spot. Okay. I just think I deserve to be somewhere in that building.
I think we can work that out.
Yeah. But, okay. So we talked about the dear Dave Vacherez, who's the president of Annunciation Radio, who was the one who was the start, the first conversation we had, even bringing the concept of Take Two to radio. And we've got a caller coming in from Annunciation Radio. He's on the road in Ohio, and his name is Anthony on this beautiful feast day of St. Anthony of Padua. So, Anthony, you're representing the great saint, your station, Ohio. Take it away.
Yes, actually, I'm from Indiana. I was telling the screener I'm on a road trip to go see my son play baseball out in Virginia. So I'm actually from Fishers, Indiana. But nice. I was listening to the program, and I noticed you mentioned my great mentor, St. Anthony of Padua. So I thought I would call in and just mention that EWTN was brought to me by my dad. He used to always watch Mother Angelica on television back in the days. God rest his soul. He passed away a couple years ago. But I just felt compelled to call in and say, you know, kind of happy feast day to all the Anthonys out there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. In fact, it's so funny because my husband's confirmation name, Anthony, that I picked for him because he wanted the name Francis. I picked Anthony. I said, you got to take Anthony. He's my favorite saint. So he took Anthony. So this morning when we woke up, I said, happy feast day. So, yes, I totally agree with you. All Anthonys should be celebrating today. What do you say, Jer?
I say absolutely. Anthony, on the road in Ohio, you know this, I'm sure you do. I have never, not one time have I ever prayed to St. Anthony to help me find something that he hasn't helped me find it, and quickly. And that this includes some things that were pretty almost borderline miraculous. So you've got a great patron and a mentor, mm-hmm. as you mentioned, Anthony.
Mm-hmm. And a dad who introduced you to EWTN, Anthony.
Yeah.
Yes, certainly, certainly.
Right. Yeah,
and I don't know if you heard me, but ironically, my confirmation name is Francis. So
Oh, wow. That's too funny. Wow. So you're going, you're driving through to Virginia for your son's ball game. So we'll be praying that he does well. Is this like a big, you know, finals or something?
He's doing a college baseball league out in Virginia. So I'm going to go visit him and watch a few games. I think they're in North Carolina tonight and then up in Virginia for a couple tomorrow and Sunday.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Very nice. Well, safe driving, and we hope it's successful. Let us know if they win, and this is great. We love baseball. We're big baseball fans. So that's wonderful, Anthony, and so thank you for gracing this conversation and this episode on the 10th anniversary. God bless you.
God bless you. Congratulations on all your success. God bless.
Thank you.
God bless. Thanks for the call. Yeah.
Okay. So with the people that we want to make sure we mention, behind the scenes since day one has been Deborah Rice. And I know Deborah's listening probably right now. Deborah, big hugs to you for all of the hard work. Deborah is so amazing. Just recently, you know, one of our Take Two family members sent a book to EWTN, and Deborah was so quick to contact me and say, hey, I'll get it to you right away. She was wonderful. She does that all the time. She's got the biggest heart, the best soul, and we love you and we thank you, Deborah. So we know you're listening, so, and you're probably watching, so we'll wave to you.
Yes, absolutely. Still got a few minutes left if you would like to share your thoughts on 10 years of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. You are the most important part of that show, kind of what we've sort of unofficially name the show, and you, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Before we move on, I want to mention that Word on Fire is this Sunday afternoon at 4 Eastern Time, right here on most of these EWTN radio stations. This week, we bring you the first half of a conversation from earlier this year between Bishop Barron and biblical scholar N.T. Wright at Word on Fire's Evangelization and Culture Conference in London. The two discussed approaching the Bible as a bigger story, one that's holistic, hopeful, and invitational. So don't miss Word on Fire, Sundays 4 Eastern Time on EWTN Radio.
So there's still time to get in, and I know we're getting a lot of messages and a lot of emails you're posting on Facebook. We've gotten some beautiful emails that maybe Jerry will read. I cannot, because I start bawling, you guys. I just I'm just filled with an incredible gratitude and lots of tears. So if Jerry wants to read them, it's up to Jerry, because he can hold it together. Or you can call in 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. 888-3986. And you mentioned, Jerry, that in just a few weeks, we, God willing, will be together with 2,000 of our closest friends from Guadalupe Radio Network celebrating their 25th anniversary. And guys, I just want to let you know that, yes, I will be on the stage there with both my co-hosts, Adam Bly and Jerry Usher. It's like the first time ever as co-hosts. Although, Jerry, you introduced Adam and I, and we became fast friends, and we were together at the One Faith Conference in Missouri, St. Louis, Missouri. So we were all together, but we were not co-hosts then, Adam and I. So this will be the first time on stage I get to stand between my two co-hosts, which we always joke around, the two radio husbands. But my real husband will be there, Marty. So
yeah. Well, you mentioned her already, a dear member of the Take-Two family, Tony from Texas, and she's been with us from day one and really helped out with many of our pilgrimages, and she emailed in, Take-Two has given me a good Christian family that I didn't have before and a very good Catholic one. That's been priceless over the years. I get inspired by the comments on the show, the way you both live your lives. Well, praise God for that. You don't see us behind, I'll just speak for myself. Don't see me behind the scenes, but, and get really good Catholic educational stuff that I can hear in an easy, fun, and enjoyable format, and I can laugh from time to time. Jerry is right. You've evolved and grown organically over the years into the awesome show that you are today, and probably the most popular one currently on EWTN. Well, that's...
Oh, that's sweet.
That's, I think the Take-Two family members might think that.
But. Yeah, she just loves us.
Yeah. So, yeah, thanks, Tony.
Thanks,
God,
Tony.
Bless you all.
Well, and we must mention our dear, wonderful Take-Two family member who on a pilgrimage decided to become Catholic. And you know who I'm referring to, Tricia. Mm-hmm. So, Tricia, if you're listening in Georgia, your testimony, your journey on that pilgrimage that we took together as a Take-Two family was so life-changing for so many people. And you continue to be a strong supporter of EWTN. I've heard you on the other shows as well, calling in Women of Grace, you know, Dr. Ray Guarendi. It's so beautiful because we're sandwiched right in between two great shows, right, Jerry? We've got Women of Grace right before us, Johnette Williams, and we've got Dr. Ray Guarendi right after Take Two. And it's so funny, Dr. Ray always, he always jokes around, he says, oh, you're my warm-up act. That's what he says.
Right. Yeah, well, we drive all the listeners to his show.
That's too funny.
You know, we got an amazing email from Pedro in Portugal, and time is not going to permit us to read it on the show. I want to read one from Reginald, but Debbie, you posted Pedro's email on the Facebook page, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, Jerry and Debbie Facebook.
Folks, go to the Jerry and Debbie Facebook. If you want to know how to capture the essence of this show, Pedro from Portugal did that, and Debbie has posted that on the Take-Two show, the Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. So please get on over there and read that email. I want to get this one real quick from Reginald, who emailed in today. Congratulations on the 10th anniversary of the Take Two with Jerry and Debbie show. God bless you both and the whole show team who have been bringing this amazing program, which has made me laugh, cry, and most of all, pray. As I mentioned earlier, I'm a truck driver, and I guess it was 2016/17 when I was in the U.S. passing by Buffalo, New York, en route to New Jersey, I called your show. I cannot remember what I had spoken. Since then, I am an ardent, devoted listener to your program. I guess all in all, I may have missed about 15% of your program for all these years. Here's wishing you guys the choicest blessings from our Lord for the continued success of this wonderful program. I will offer special prayers on the 15th for the Take-Two show and the worldwide Take-Two family. He says, this is Reginald. I will not be able to forget this date as it happens to be my birthday as well.
Happy birthday. Wow. And you know what? Remember that, Jerry? We've always had an amazing group of truck drivers supporting Take-Two. That always
Joyce.
And yes, Joyce. Yep. And it's just amazing. And how about our lunch bunch that get together, husbands and wives get together and have lunch together and listen to Take Two and they discuss the topics. Oh, it's just so amazing. And wow, it goes on and on of, you're right, Jerry, we've all grown together. We've learned some things. We've cried, we've laughed. But you know, the beauty of it is I think we're bringing glory to God. I really do, because it's coming from our hearts, and you can't go wrong when you come from your heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and Reginald closed his email with a promise of prayers for my vocation to the priesthood. Thank you, Reginald, for that. I appreciate that so very, very much. Nothing would make me, you know, happier than to one day, you know, be able to maybe we could have some more of our impromptu pilgrimages, and maybe I could be the one celebrating the masses. You know, we've had to arrange with parishes to have masses said for us. Debbie and the priests have always been very gracious and generous about doing that. But, you know, maybe one day I could handle that part of the pilgrimages. Who knows?
That would be fabulous. You know, and then we could add a bishop to it, like our dear friend Bishop Coffee, right?
Yeah, right?
Wouldn't that be cool? Oh, that would be wonderful. Okay, this has been a beautiful, we believe, a beautiful tribute to the Take Two family. It's all about you, you guys. We love you so very, very much. Thank you for the most amazing 10 years. God willing, hopefully 10 years more, right?
Yeah.
We want to thank the current show team. Today did such a fine job. Rich and Ace and Vanessa. Michael McCall will be back next week. And Pedro, thank you so much. You guys are awesome. Jerry, Monday is all about relationships. The spirit world tomorrow is all about fathers for Father's Day.
All right. Great job, Take Two family. We love you guys and really appreciate you making your show, 10th anniversary, a special one. We'll never forget this, and keep on praying, because we want to go, good Lord willing, for another decade or more. We'll see. Have a beautiful and blessed weekend. A wonderful Father's Day to all of you fathers out there. Thanks for being with us, and may God bless you.